Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're in our second in our series on learning how to love, our verse, Philippians 1:9. And this I pray, Paul said, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. This I pray, that your love may abound in knowledge and in judgment. We said previously, knowledge is the accumulation of information, and the information that we're talking about here is the subject of love. Judgment is the ability to judge correctly concerning love. And so he said in 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, or love, agape is the same Greek word here, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So he said, though I speak. To these Corinthians, he said in 1 Corinthians 6, I speak to your shame. 1 Corinthians 7:35, I speak for your own profit. And then again in chapter 15, I speak this to your shame. I speak not this to condemn you. Now keep in mind, he said, if he speaks and he has not charity, he is a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And so we have the idea about love and what it really is. We don't love people if we're not willing to preach the truth. The Bible says that we are to speak the truth in love. Now, the first rule of Bible study is to ask ourselves who is speaking and to whom is he speaking. Now, we've seen here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, that Paul is speaking, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Now, he's talking to the Christians at Corinth. Now, Paul loved these Christians. They weren't very lovable. You read the book of 1 Corinthians especially, you'll find out that they were certainly not living for the Lord. But he said in 2 Corinthians 2:4, for out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. It was to these Corinthians, he said, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. And remember, it was to them, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Now, if it was Sunday morning and the pastor announced we have a special for you today, and someone gets up and he's going to play a solo for you. Here's his solo. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. We need to remember that when we do our speaking. He says, though I speak. People don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. Though I speak. Now, the context of this portion of Scripture has to do with God-given authority. And there's two basic authorities when it comes to giving instructions for God, and that is pastors and parents, particularly pastors and ye fathers, it says, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. As pastors and as parents, we speak. With our speaking, we can move people emotionally. Sometimes we can even make them cry. A pastor gets enough tear-jerking illustrations, people can cry. If dad's saying, you know, maybe speaking to his children and it told you to clean up your room and you didn't clean it, and he's maybe yelling a little bit at them, and they go crying, and they are emotionally moved, and they go and they clean up their room. Now, we need to remember that in 1 Thessalonians 5, we are told that we are a three-part being. Paul said, "I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now we know what the body is. We look at people, we don't really see them, we see the body. But the soul, the person, lives inside, and the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. But there's also that third part, which we don't talk too much about, and that is the spirit part of man. Now, the Bible's very plain. It says the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. The Holy Spirit does not speak to an unsaved person in the area of his emotions or his mind. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. The same thing is true with a Christian. When we are going to be listening to the Lord, whether reading the Word of God, we need for the Lord to speak to our spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. That is very important. So we talk about sometimes making somebody cry. They can be moved emotionally and cry, or it can be the Holy Spirit. I remember the night I got saved, I was 12 years old. I was weeping. I'm not even sure why I was weeping, but I was moved by the Holy Spirit that I was under such conviction, and I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior that night. And so we need to be careful. A lot of what we call music, especially the so-called contemporary Christian music, it's really corrupted Christian music, a lot of it, and it can move us emotionally. Music can move us emotionally. However, what music should do, according to the Word of God, is speak to our spirit. And a lot of the old songs and hymns that were written do exactly that. The newer ones, they'll tend to move your emotions, and you're moving along in the emotion department. That's not what we're talking about here. Now, that's why Jesus said, "Take heed, therefore, how ye hear." Now, Ephesians 4:23 says we should be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And so again, we can move people mentally, and we can move people emotionally, and we can get them to do what we want them to do, even if that's good things that the Bible says to do. However, only agape love will change a person's spirit. And that's the secret here. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Therefore, preaching is not the key. We can have all kinds of emotional preaching. Love is the key that leads Christians to be renewed in their spirit. We are to be rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17. Following that, we read, "Be renewed in the spirit of your mind," verse number 23. To change a person's will is not the answer. To change a person's will is not the answer. People, Christians, are to be renewed in their spirit. The Bible way to do this is through love. Now, we can read a lot of verses. We'll look at a few. Ephesians 1:15, love unto all saints, forbearing one another in love, speaking the truth in love, edifying of itself in love, walk in love, love your wives, the Bible says, love with faith. We could do a long time in studying on this subject of love, but only agape love will change a person's spirit. Now, the word charity, why is it used here? It's the same Greek word we mentioned before is agape. Here it's translated charity. And it's translated that way, I believe, because the Lord wanted it translated that way here in our King James Bible. A charity, such as the Red Cross Society, does something with the money they collect, and they do it for people who do not earn it or have done something to deserve it. They do it expecting nothing in return. Charity or agape love is not just a feeling for people or just telling people you love them. The Bible says that kind of love is like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. The Word of God says, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Once again, speaking without proving the sincerity of our love is as useless as an annoying noise. It is like someone playing a solo on the cymbals. Well, we won't do that again. This, he said, I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.